Okay, before I turn things over to Kayla, I'm going to just go over a few business things. First thing has to do with something that we know been coming for a long time but went into effect on January 1st, and that is the new policy on commercial support. And for those of you who haven't been involved with MCCP before, basically for the last 10 years, most of our programming has centered around drug company talks. And as of January 1st, the policy for ACCP, as you see up here, is basically we cannot take any type of commercial funds. And they specifically say no chapter dinners. So, unfortunately, the downside of that was I really, really liked Shapley's. And I'm too much of a tightwad to pay for it myself. The I guess the upside of this is it kind of makes us step back and look at what we are as an organization. And a few months ago, the officers got together and started looking at some of the directions we might take with MCCP. And we looked at ACCP's mission statement, their goals, and we picked out a few things, certainly not the only things that we could be doing, but some things that we could start doing that might give us some ideas as to where to go from here. And, these are a few of the things that we saw as part of the national organization's mission and goals. And some of the things that we picked out to sort of start with were the program tonight, which has to do with specialist certification. Danny's going to be doing something about writing for publication. We're going to talk a little bit about how we support pharmacy education. And, of course, one of the purposes of the local chapters is to encourage participation in the national. So we may be doing something to try to bring a little bit more out about ACCP as a national organization. Danny, do you want to talk? We got Zach on the phone about student liaison.
So my role is I am the ACCP student liaison advisor here, and so for the University of Mississippi. So I don't hold the authorship or a voting role in the organization. The student liaison advisor is in charge of getting a student liaison at the College of Pharmacy. Our student liaison this year is Zach Brent, who's on the phone with us from Oxford. Zach,
those don't actually do anything, Kayla. Those don't do anything.
Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so Zach is highly interested in residency, and he'll be hopefully attending the annual meeting. Let me share with you some of the ACCP-related things that occur at a student level. Zach and all students have the ability to participate in StuNet, which is a student network, much like PRN or an email listserv, that can go. You can go back and forth with different ideas from a student perspective. Also, there are opportunities to run for student offices, which I would encourage Zach to do. And then there are other opportunities such as the Clinical Pharmacy Challenge, which is in its third iteration. It is a student competition similar to that of ASHP and APHA student competitions, except it's a group competition of three people. So APHA, if you're not familiar, it's a one-on-one patient counseling competition. ASHP is a two-person or a paired clinical skills competition. And so ACCP 3 years ago added a clinical pharmacy challenge, which is a three-person quiz bowl team. And they go through a three-round segment. Those three rounds, come on in, Dr. Wagner. Those three rounds are, first round is a Jeopardy trivia round, so it's a quick fire scantron, like you have 20 seconds per question, kind of boom, 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 boom.
How long have we been teaching? There is no student live who spends 20 seconds on a scantron question.
And there's three students, so it's probably less than that. Then there is a case presentation, which our students typically do very well on. And then there is a Jeopardy, an actual Jeopardy, so you can pick the 100-point question and the 200-point question and the 300-point question. And so they do a local competition on paper that's run through the MCCP organization. The winning team is then forwarded to me, and there are three online rounds. Those online rounds are done at my home. I provide dinner for the students, and they take their little online rounds, and I have to be the proctor for them. We have gotten through online round two. That is as far as Ole Miss has ever gotten. Once you get, if you get to in the top eight, you are invited to participate at a national level, so the top eight teams. Last year, there were 123 teams participating around the country. Even if, in its first year, it was 94 teams participating. So it's a highly competitive competition. We did not get out of the first online round last year. So I hope for us to do very, very well this year. Zach, a part of his role as the student liaison, will be to help facilitate that local competition with the officers of MCCP who you see around here. Other than that, I will help facilitate information from ACCP to the students, and so will Zach, including a student how to be an ideal residency participant, which is a meeting, and BCPS and other board certification prep courses, as well as prep materials, which are available throughout ACCP that I'm sure are going to be covered here. So those are kind of the roles from me as a liaison and from Zach as a liaison perspective. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Just to go over a few new things. First off, MCCP was represented at the Dean's Board of Visitors meeting. This is a new advisory group that the Dean has put together and has gotten all of the organizations and various bodies in the area involved with. Krista Risch and I went up, and there was probably about 40 people there representing different aspects of pharmacy in Mississippi. The focus of this last one was kind of putting together a document, what makes University of Mississippi different than other schools in terms of the pharmacy school and the experience. And we had a few things to say, and we'll probably be going back in October for another one. Danny mentioned the Clinical Pharmacy Challenge. Did we talk about some sort of prizes? We got lots of cookies left. Anything that we were going to do for people who won at the local level?
So typically what we have done, if they advance on to nationals, we pay something for them, their registration or a stipend for the trip. We hadn't decided yet this year what that will be. It'll be based on what our funds are.
Okay.
And the top three teams get some type of gift card incentive.
Okay. We've been working on our online presence. If you got the email that we sent out, you may have clicked over to the web page. This is a shot of our new website. And we're also trying to get more involved with Facebook and Twitter as well. And so we're trying to reach out to more people, trying to make this more of a statewide organization as opposed to more of a Jackson-based organization. Kayla, was there anything to talk about with respect to bylaws?
As far as bylaws, we didn't know that we had any, but we recently have been informed that we do actually have bylaws. So those probably need updated, but that will be something that we will be trying to figure out.
Well, we knew that they existed. We just didn't know where they existed.
I actually think they were dropped off in the ER at one point before I even was part of MCCP and left there for a long period of time.
Luckily, National had the copies.
Yes.
So we may be identifying some things we may want to do to edit them. Okay, so let me go ahead and turn this over to Kayla. You just swipe left and right in order to move slides. And she's going to be talking about board certification.
Okay, so just as a preface to why this topic, so while I'm doing that, you can see the outline up here. We're just going to go through an intro to board certification, then what it takes to sit for the exam, the benefits from our standpoint, other perspectives, so I have perspectives from a manager and then from an employee, and if Megan, if you want to say anything at that time, we'll let you, and then what MCCP can do to help. So just kind of background on board certification. This is really something that is a national incentive, and so like Gary said, when our funding got cut, we're really trying to revamp ourselves as an organization to help you guys, what you need and what things we can kind of do to make changes and to benefit Mississippi pharmacists in general. So board certification focus is one of the things that we thought would be very timely because the exam is held in October every year. It's only given once a year in October. So this is about the time that you need to be thinking about signing up or getting prep materials, which we'll talk about here in a second. There are, in general, the board certification exam. I'm assuming if you're here, you know something about it. So some of this will be a review. It's a specialty exam that kind of recognizes experts in the field. There are five. They're listed here. There's ambulatory care, nuclear, nutrition support, oncology, pharmacotherapy, and psychiatric pharmacy. And within pharmacotherapy right now, there's added qualifications in IDE and cardiology. In 2015, there will also be exams for critical care and pediatrics, but those aren't available just yet. This is just kind of a representation so you guys can see how it's been trending. The very first column is 2003, and you can see there's about 4,000.
Push down with your finger. You can make a little...
There you go. If you can see here, 2003 is... there are about 4,000 certified pharmacists nationally, and in 2012, now there's about 16,000. And they're stratified based on color. So obviously this... pink color is pharmacotherapy because that's the most common. The very bottom is nuclear, and the very top is ambulatory care, the orange, because that's the one that's most recently added. In Mississippi, we have approximately 50 board-certified pharmacists, 7 in ambulatory care. Most of them are on faculty at Ole Miss, either here or in Oxford. 38 in pharmacotherapy. 3 of us have added qualifications in infectious disease. I am one of those. We have one that's psychiatric pharmacy certified, and that's Megan. 2 that are certified in nutrition support. Both of those individuals work at Baptist here in town. 3 that are in nuclear pharmacy, and 1 that's in oncology. So this is almost every specialty. The only one that is not represented in Mississippi is AQ cardiology. But I've gone through the ID portion, so if anyone is interested in cardiology, I think we can work it through pretty easily. We also represent almost every region in the state, so if you know of people that are in Tupelo or Hattiesburg that want to be part of this, we probably have someone that's already certified that could be within their region to help them out as well, which was part of the goal in this program. So the things that matter. In order to sit for the exam, there are a couple requirements. It depends on what exam that you want to take, but in general, for pharmacotherapy, you need to have 3 years of practical experience or you need to have a PGY1 residency. The practical experience is based on how much time you spend, so basically they say you should have 50% of your time in clinical practice of some kind. For AmCare, nutrition support, oncology, and psychiatric, those are the more, within the specialized exam, those are more specialized, so you either have to have 4 years of experience or a PGY2 residency plus a year of experience. And for nuclear pharmacy, it's based on your hours of training, which is 4,000. To register, I added the website here. You all can see that, but we'll send these out, so if you don't know how to get there, we'll let you know. The exam is given once per year, every year. Pharmacotherapy is always given the first Saturday in October, and the other exams surround it. So ambulatory care, psych, nutrition, and all those things are sometime between the last 2 weeks in September and the very first week in October. First-time applicants, the exam is $600. If you are not successful the first time, you can retake it for a half price, but you all will be successful, so don't worry about that. There are review sessions that are provided by ACCP and ASHP. They make review books. They have a spring meeting that's dedicated to a review session. There are a lot of different resources. There are also printed materials. I alluded to the study books that they have. That's one of the things that I'll get to at the end of things that we think we may be able to help provide for you all. Some of the benefits of board certification, and if you all have anything to add at any point during this, feel free to jump in. Some of the benefits of board certification, as they are described by ACCP and by the Board of Pharmaceutical Specialties, are listed up here for you. you are recognized as an expert in the field, and this is a peer-developed and a peer-reviewed exam. So especially within the world of pharmacy, people know what that BCPS or BCPP or BCOP or whatever it may be, what those initials mean. You have documentation of specialized experience. So if you're trying to go up for tenure or promotion or a raise or any sort of recognition, this is part of your documentation for that. There may be financial incentive. This is dependent on employer. So I know, like, I work here at the School of Pharmacy. We don't have any financial incentive for testing. However, the School of Pharmacy did pay for me to take the exam. So while I don't get an extra raise for doing it, they did pay for my materials. And some places do, some places don't. Some places you're eligible for a pay increase, and I'll tell you about that when we get to the manager's perspective. Career advancement, we've kind of already covered. And then one of the things that the website touts is the real meaning behind all of these exams is that it's tailored towards improving patient care. Because then you are really the expert, you are specialized in that field, and you're qualified to be the care provider for those patients. So some of the other perspectives, this is a manager's perspective, and this is Phil Ayers at Baptist. I don't know if you all know him or not. He sent me, he wanted to be here, but couldn't, unfortunately. So he sent me a couple things that I thought just were really insightful. He said board certification is considered in the annual review at Baptist and could help somebody be recognized as a top performer. Then if you had that designation as a top performer, you would receive a raise plus a bonus. And he also said, in my opinion, board certification has helped with our relationship with the medical staff because they understand board certified is a higher level of expertise because that's more in line with what they do in their profession. And then we also have the perspectives from an employee, and we all could tell you, the four officers here could tell you what we think our perspectives were, but I thought that it meant more coming from somebody outside the organization. So I asked Megan if she had anything to add for us, and this is kind of what she said. Megan, would you like to add anything? Megan is a pharmacist at the VA. She's dual certified in pharmacotherapy and psychiatric pharmacy. So any comments, Deb?
I don't have anything else. You know, just job security, being more competitive if you're ever in a position where you want to go somewhere else. Or, like, I moved up here because I got married and my husband was here. So I left a job and to get another job. Similarly, I know at the VA they pay, you get a step increase or two, which is $2,000 to $4,000 a year to get that. And then I wasn't really sure if it, you know, as far as payment, reimbursement,
stuff outside of the VA. Okay, good. So the big question and kind of what our focus is here tonight is what can we do to help? I have listed up here three ideas that we had of things that we thought we could do to help you all. Those include, we had talked about as an organization sponsoring a mini seminar. So instead of going to the ACCP spring meeting where they do the review session, we were thinking that it would be possible to host a half day or a, you know, 4 to 6 hour seminar where you would have your review of statistics and your review of pharmacy administration and some of those concepts that are going to be really big portions of the exams. And that's mostly true of all the exams, but we could tailor it based on, you know, what types of exams that people were interested in taking. We also can set up mentor partnerships, so somebody that's already taken and passed the exam that could be kind of your mentor to tell you what they did to study and different things. And that was part of the reason to go over who is certified within the state, because we have somebody just about everywhere. So we could find somebody in your region or in your area that has already done this that we could help with. And we can also help you set up study groups. So if there are people locally that want to work together to study over things, we can certainly help organize that. The one that I do not have listed up here that is a possibility based on who is interested, we may be able to get all the pharmacotherapy prep books at a discounted rate from ACCP if we put them in a bulk order. So you may be able to get those, and I can't promise that because I've been told that I will be allowed to do that, but until we knew who was interested, that may be another incentive. But is there anything else that you all can think that would be beneficial?
Anna, do you want to comment on having the exam here if you have a large enough group?
Yes, and okay, so in years past, you had to go to Memphis or somewhere that was several hours away because we didn't have a test site here. The year that I took it, which was 2 years ago, I was not interested in that. So I called them and they said if you can get, I believe it was, it was 20 people. If you can get 20 people to agree to take it here, they'll make this a testing site. So I managed to pull people out of New Orleans, didn't even have one. I pulled people out of New Orleans and got people from here. And we had well over, I think we had like 35 or 40 show up for the exam. And it went so well that last year we had it here as well. It's been held at Baptist the last 2 years.
Not just one exam, it's any exam.
Yes, it's any exam. That's right. That's right. That's right. So yeah, it was, and they were all sat the same day. So with as well as it went last year, my anticipation is that it will be here again.
And when you say here, what location?
I assume Baptist.
Was it Baptist?
Was that Baptist?
Which I had to drive to Memphis, stayed in a place that I didn't know and drove through the ghetto where I got lost, and I was scared, and it was just
nope, not
from
okay.
New Orleans.
I'm in my car, like, studying statistics before the thing. No, that was not cool.
Yeah.
Would have been real nice to have here. So, thank you, you. But the point is, you actually have a site here, which is pretty nice.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference to not have to...
And it's great if y'all stick together.
Stay somewhere and travel.
Okay, yeah. It's great if y'all stick together. The only thing that I feel like comes off as a negative, what if I don't pass, but others know I'm taking it? That's the thing everybody gets worried about. First off, who cares? Secondly, everybody in the room knows you're in there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and compile beforehand, because they're going to see you taking the test. Okay, so I don't think that's
fake
a
nose and glasses.
Did I see you?
And I think it's fair to say that between those of us in the room that have already taken the exam, we probably have plenty of tips and things. So I have a whole stack of articles that are must-reads before the exam and different things like that to help prepare for different things. And I'm sure a lot of other people do too. So we really are here for you all. Are you all interested in pharmacotherapy, or are you looking at one of the other specialties?
Don't have a choice because I only have 3 years out.
Pharmacotherapy,
then.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
I mean...
Right.
Brad? It's not a bad way to go.
And you're interested in AQID later, if possible?
Me? No, he'll be doing
what
it.
He'll do critical care.
Okay, well, let's share with you, then. There is a new specialty exam in the next 3 years that will be out for critical care specifically. So you have the option of waiting for the critical care exam if you so chose to.
I'm internal medicine, PGY2. We have a focus in critical care, but I'm just going to sit for BCPS.
And then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
I'd like to do the same.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's basically everything that I had, just kind of to introduce you to those different things. I do have sign-up sheets if you all are interested in prep course materials or the mini seminar or a mentorship partner or anything, you all can please sign up and we'll see based on need what we can set up for everyone. And I also have, as a side note, membership forms if you would like to join. You don't have to be a member to take part in any of this, but we, of course, would suggest that you are.
Well, let's kind of get a feel. How many people are interested in sitting for the exam this year?
These four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so y'all are interested in trying to get something done before, was it October when it's
mm-hmm.
it's off?
It's October.
Yeah.
Thomas is interested.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen's interested.
Do you need our email?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Your name and email. Yeah.
You know about Genevieve?
Or just wait for
maybe. I'm not sure on her. I can ask her. There will probably be many more,
mm-hmm.
in other words, that are finishing residency year this year who
mm-hmm.
aren't sitting in this room right
mm-hmm.
now, who are also going to be in Jackson, who want to take this.
And I think there are a number of people that are interested that have been out and practicing for years.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a handful of people that...
Mm-hmm. It happens every
yeah.
year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can name you from the Todd Beers to the Natalie Montgomerys. Every year there'll be this handful of UMC St. Dominic Baptist CMMC people, and they will take this exam. So you're not, number one, you're not alone. Number two, you're not late. You're not late. You're early. In fact, I didn't start studying until July. You're early.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, you don't get your materials. you know, by July, you're a little late. So that's why it's good to, if we can bulk order or something, that's great. My recommendation is the ACCP prep book. And I tell you that because that's what I have. That's what I have recommended. And everyone I've recommended it to has passed. So I know ASHP also has a book. I know less about it. That's, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not even, I don't even know if it's cheaper or not. I have no idea. But what I'm saying is people who I know have taken ACCP have all passed BCPS. That's number one. Number two, I actually write for BCPS. I review for BCACP. Okay? I will be happy to do the statistics part of this mini-seminar, by the way.
That's
BCCP
the part
officers.
You need help with.
So, yeah, I was going to say, can anybody reflect on what they had the most stress over and what they found the most difficult? I hear statistics all the time.
Statistics, just because you, it's just because you don't know it.
And I think get out your calculator. Mom was smoking them.
I think the hardest part.
It's a very large proportion.
Yeah.
The hardest part that I had was federal regulations and policy issues.
So mine was the economics part. Okay. It's just something that we are
my
not.
My statistics was pretty straightforward.
It is. It is straightforward. But if you didn't look over it, you're not going to remember
okay.
it. What makes nominal, what makes
it
not?
That was going to be part of the if we do something else.
Gotcha. Well, since everybody's interested in BCPS, this is actually valid here. So BCPS is traditionally, and it does not have to be every year, split up into three subsections. You must pass each subsection to pass the examination. Okay. The first is, of course, pharmacotherapy. All right, that's general knowledge. That's 70% of the exam. That hasn't changed since the onset of BCPS. It's going to be 70% pharmacotherapy. That includes things like kinetics, and it's all pharmacotherapy. Okay. The second part is actually statistics and epidemiology, etc. Okay, they group a lot of it. It's about two different domains of knowledge, and it's statistics and epi. Okay. That encompasses 20% of the examination. So you got to pass that too. So you're only going to, if you had 100 questions, you're only getting 20 of those. So to pass that, you can only miss 6. So you got to be prepped for your stats, but it's basic stats.
Yeah.
You're not
it's
not
very hard. Basic. You just don't inherently remember it if you've been out for a while.
I mean, these are things like type 2 or error. Like, you're talking things you have learned. It's just you need to relearn.
Yeah, and you have to do so.
You just need a refresher.
So that's 20%.
But I think part of to break in there one second, part of the stress over statistics is that you actually have to do them.
Yeah.
They will give you a word
you
problem, and then you
details?
Have to do the statistics to.
On
to
paper?
It.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I had to.
No.
I had to do a number needed a tree, not a T test. But like I had to do a number needed a tree and some risk.
Or
I had to do an odds ratio.
Okay. So yeah.
Well, I mean, I had to do relative risk, absolute risk reduction.
I had to do.
Yeah, those are all ratios. Okay.
Not it's not hard again.
I was thinking we got to do a chi square on a test. Oh my goodness.
They
wouldn't
be separate.
Never mind.
There is also,
if I can do stats, you can do stats.
But there's also appropriateness of certain tests. So the calculations
which
are a very small part of the stats
section. Would there be a case scenario? Which of these tests would you select for the study? That does happen. But that's a nice cheat sheet we have that I can all get.
There's a chart.
So,
you memorize it.
Yeah. So that's 20%. The last 10% is what Dr. King was talking about, which is regulations, JCO, et cetera, et cetera. So I said et cetera the first time. This domain is domains 4 and 5, and it is so random. So it's like, which of the following, okay, this is a question probably on the board exam, which of the following patient types should not leave the hospital without an influenza vaccine? And that's a not. So there are 3 or 4 in some cases that do, and then you look at them, you're like, well, they all should get one. You see, so, but JCO is actually quite specific. So it says, based on the current JCO recommendations, and so that's what the answer is. And that's what he was worried about, because that is 10% of the exam, which means if there's a 100-question exam, there's 10 questions, so you can only miss 3. And so that's why it's concerning. It's not. You're going to be fine. But it is concerning. Coming into the exam, there is one okay chapter in the prep book on that, and highly recommend reading the JACO guidelines for hospitals and health systems. I highly recommend it. I don't think it's required. I think there's way more information than what you actually need.
Yeah.
But if you know it,
I didn't either. If you've worked in a hospital, a lot of it's common.
The stuff that I got was FDA regulations.
A lot of it
was IND, ANDAs.
Because y'all have to follow a lot of it.
The weird.
And that's in that.
Not hospital. Because you learn those things in a hospital.
Okay.
Some of that. The policy stuff chapter of the book is subpar.
It is subpar. And particularly related to JACO is stuff that I've been given over the years. So anyway, that's just some tips, and that is what BCPS is. Now be warned, other exams are not that breakdown. They are not those regulations, etc. No, some of them are. Actually, BCPP actually is. But the point is, some of them are not, BCACP being one. BCPS, though, that is exactly what you should expect, unless I am so out of date that I am off. You took it most recently. That's what you expect?
I've got the sheet in the room. I can actually look at what the percent breakdown is. But
it's usually 70, 20,
it's
10.
Pretty close.
And yeah, there can be an extra question this way or that way, right? Okay. Any thoughts, comments, things you want to talk about? It's kind of why this group's here.
I think that the deadline is like August 1st. Mm-hmm. I think I missed it one time. I had a call and I was like, "Oh, I missed the deadline. Will you hook me up?"
That's impressive.
Yeah, you can.
Because I was like,
they're like $600. Yes, we can figure that out. Yeah.
You can't get materials until mid to early June. Physically,
yeah, they're not available.
They won't ship
not even available because what we are doing right now is I have reviewed one of the chapters for the book, prep book on other endocrine disorders, and my due date was not actually until last week. So obviously, if the reviewer's due dates aren't yet, you can't get the print copy.
What are the costs on the books?
So a couple of years ago, if I remember this, and you may remember better than I, if you're an ACCP member, it was $150. It's two books. They're not big, but it's two books. It was $225, $250 if you were not a member. But if we can get a discount, that's awesome.
I want to say that's changed. Ideas as to what we might
be able was to it a lot more for you? I know I paid $150.
Well, what I did is, 15%. And if you have access to a printer, buy it online. You just buy the online copy and everything is PDF.
I don't have that.
And so you can print.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the book yet. I'm envisioning this as like a small book, and you kind of use this as like a guideline of where to study.
I'll go get mine so that we can see it. That'd be great.
It's kind of like the book we used to study for the NAGLEX, but it's two smaller versions, and it's kind of overviews of ID, cardiology, that kind of thing, with questions involved. So just a general overview. And some sections, because they're all different authors, are better than others. Some are very thorough, and you feel like you get it. Some you're like, yeah, I knew all that. What, you know?
Yeah.
So some are better than others. But yeah.
So when you did this book, what did you go outside of, or did you just stick strictly to the book?
Yeah, the books. And then looked at.
There's some stats and economics for
it. Yes, there's some good stats.
So the stats stuff outside of the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
The book is terrible for stats.
Yeah. I highly recommend that. There's a flow chart that, I had it. You can have it. It's no big deal.
It's a one-page
flow chart. We'll make a copy of it and send it out on the listserv. It's readily available. It's just which tests to use. And then some of them are simple things that are in the book. Type 2 error or power. What is power? Some simple things. Yeah, so this is what they did.
See, mine looks even different from that. Mine were two solid-bound books that were half that size.
I would love to show you mine. So mine...
Probably gargantuan.
Mine was this thick.
Yeah, no, mine
was... It was one book. So they did this because it was too big. So it was this thick, and I was carrying it around at all times. You know how difficult that is? And the font size clearly was bigger in mine, which is good for me because I can't see, but...
I will say for the stats part,
that's what all this is too, by the way.
Awesome. Virginia Wallace has older books that have really good stats questions that are kind of similar to what you see on the test. I don't even remember stats questions in the book that I had. I don't even think there were any in there. So she's got good examples. So I'm sure I could get that from her and pull a copy of that.
Yeah.
at least that chapter.
Well, I mean, we've got four or five people here. You mentioned there was, what, four
residents.
Other people you know of.
I think probably there's a couple residents.
There's probably
that
several.
That would be interested.
Let's kind of, let's just do some thought experiments. Suppose we can pull together 10 people. And I suspect probably the big barriers to this is other things in life get in the way. So, you know, in order to be successful for this, I suspect this is the kind of thing where if you're working with other people who are kind of holding you accountable for it, that there's a higher likelihood you'll stick with it. What do y'all feel would be the most beneficial approach? We talked about the idea of, you know, a half-day seminar type thing. We talked about study groups. We talked about, you know, trying to pair people up one-to-one with people who have been certified. What's your all's feelings about what would be most beneficial? Because if we walk out of here with no plans, I think that that's an opportunity missed. I would actually suggest walking out of here with a plan as to what's going to be done next on a particular day. So what do you all think? What are y'all thoughts? And the people who have done it, what do you think, looking back on it, would have been the best strategy for you if you had to do it over again?
I would prefer a mini review. I mean, I think the sooner the better, because residents are kind of, some of us are going to other places, so some of us might not be able to sit in for if it was later on. But maybe we could, like, film it or something. But for me, that would, I think, be most beneficial.
Other thoughts? Anybody have any thoughts as to what might have been most helpful before they did it, who have been through it?
We didn't call it any of this, but I kind of did a mini review, and I had a mentor that helped me through that had taken it before and gave me tips and gave me these articles to read and, you know, different tips and things like that. And then for the mini seminar, I got a CD of the ACCP prep meeting, so I couldn't go, but I bought the CD and the prep books, and then I listened to every session and went through and took notes, so that was kind of like a mini seminar, kind of. It wasn't called that, but that's kind of what I did, and I was successful at it.
Did you go through the prep books before you listened into the seminar, or does it matter?
Well,
I'm just wondering if they need to go through the books before we go through it, abridged version.
So for some chapters I did. For other chapters I listened to the CD and then I went back through it later and filled in notes and made question marks and different things like that. So for some chapters I did. Some chapters I got through and I was like, I'm never doing that again. And so I listened to it once and I never looked at it again. So it kind of depended on the chapter. Like,
okay,
the ID chapters I spent a lot less time doing because I did a PGY2 residency just before I took the exam. So I didn't really spend time doing the ID chapters. I did psych and oncology and those things that I was like, I don't know these anymore. So, yeah, I went back and forth and did kind of some of each.
So. Yeah, I think that would have helped. Mm-hmm. There's also, they did it this past year, I don't know if they'll do it again, they put out a practice test that you can take. And so the night before, and the morning of,
yeah,
I took a practice test.
So ACCP, sorry, I forgot about that. ACCP makes a mock exam available. And that mock exam is a peer-reviewed mock exam. I'm a reviewer for 15 of the questions. And we first released it last year. Did you take it last year, Travis? So you took the first iteration, and there were some problems. So there will be significant updates, and I think it will be even a better exam. It's something that I did not have available to me. And so I would definitely take advantage of it. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to forward this website to Gary, which is the bookstore for ACCP. And I just got an email back from ACCP that told me that the preparatory materials will be available on June 1st. So there you go. To ACCP. And Gary, I'm sending
you... Boy, they must have turned that around
real
quick if he just got done reviewing
last week.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Is it print, or are they distributing it as a PDF or something?
I think it's for order.
Oh, for ordering. Oh, okay. I was thinking, how the heck do you print it?
I don't know when they're going to ship it.
Okay.
Now, they may make the online materials available right away. So I'm sending the bookstore link to Dr. Thielman, and I'd suggest we post it to the MCCP mail list.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or Twitter, and, you know.
Other thoughts? Well, so it, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like getting the course materials, the prep materials, sounds like the first step. Mm-hmm. And then a period of time in which people get an opportunity to review the course materials. And then what I'm hearing from people who had a preference was that they would like to get back together and do more of a half-day you know, prep type of thing, and I'm hearing it's a good idea to have done the prep materials before then, reviewed them.
At least glance through. I don't think you have
things
to read
really
the
whole book. Things you're really
uncomfortable
with, I think, would probably be the best plan for that.
Because I think it would be most helpful if, I mean, we can certainly set up the things that we know about. We know we can have a session on statistics, and that will benefit everybody, whether you are an expert or not. We know we can do a little mini review of regulations if that's something that we really need to, and we know we can set up a little mini ID review and whatever. But if you come and have glanced through and said, whoa, I don't really understand this chapter on clinical trials, can we talk about that more? That may be something that we can do at the session. So it would be helpful to at least glance through the review materials before we have anything, I think.
And what would be the optimal time prior to the test in order to do something like this? I mean, the test is in October.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about trying to do something in July? Are we talking about doing something in September?
When do y'all leave? When do you leave?
Last week of June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be probably pushing it a little bit to try to do everything before July. And I don't
but
know.
We can always,
and honestly, I don't, if they're not shipping the stuff until June, that doesn't give a whole lot of time to try to look at the stuff before doing anything if we try to do something within the month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, July or August?
July, 1st of August or so?
Toward August.
I would say probably no earlier than August.
I don't know. Do you think we ought to try to do this instead of the writing for publication thing and try to do it first week in August or something? Or what do you all think? In terms of timing,
first week in August is probably smartest.
Think so.
Yeah, and then just push that to the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be our fall activity, and we would mean our summer activity, and then we would do the writing as a fall activity.
And we can record it and send it out.
Podcast. That would be great. It's $150 for an ACCP member, but the online workbook, print workbook, is $160 for a member. It goes up by $90 for non-members to ACCP. ACCP's membership is $250, so it's your choice.
Is it $600 to take the test whether you're an ACCP member or not, or do you have to be
an
ACCP?
This doesn't go through ACCP. That's regulated by the
This is a separate organization.
Regardless of which test you take or whether you're members or not.
I see. Okay.
And to let you know, recertification, it's an annual $100 fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a recertification fee of $400. Yeah, that's up this year. $400.
And there's a lot of
You are certified for 7 years. Mm-hmm. You are certified for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Recertification can occur by examination or by continuing education. By examination, what happens is you take half of the current examination.
Do you get to choose which half?
No.
So,
the hard half.
So it's whatever it's whatever the morning half is.
And let me say, after the morning half, I almost didn't go back.
So,
the afternoon half, I was like,
it wasn't so bad.
Like that.
It wasn't so bad.
And it is true that you will take the morning half of whatever that examination is. So Bradley takes the two halves, I'm just going to get his AM half. So if the PM was easier, I got screwed on the research.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Mm-hmm.
So I did by CE credit. That is by far and away the more expensive route. So for CE credit, it is a whole lot deeper conversation, but essentially it comes down to buying this large module PSAP thing for $700+.
Well,
then you're submitting all these post-tests, and it takes an extraordinary amount of time.
So that's only, so just to comment on that, that is only ACCP's version. SHP has their whole own continuing education program that is not PSAP. I just don't know anything about that. But
it's brand new.
They have a whole series that is pre-certification CE through ASHP, if that's your organization. I just don't know much about it.
I'd be willing to bet it is a similar structure, because remember, this certification is run through BPS, and then they would set the standards for recertification. I'd be willing to bet. So it depends on what organization will pay money to, is what it comes down to, I guess. Interesting. ASHP started one. I did not know that.
They also have, ASHP also has meetings that count towards recertification credit, as does ACCP. You can go to a meeting and get 20 hours towards recertification CE credit, just for one of them.
But it has to be specific to whatever your exam was.
That's right.
So you can't go to an AmCare one if you don't have AmCare. You know.
But hers would count for BCPS if she went to an AmCare one, but it would count for BCPP.
Right.
BCPS is the all-encompassing.
Right. Okay, well, in the interest of time, we wanted to keep this to under an hour, so I'm going to cut off discussion here. But if you all have further questions, Gary will make sure that our contact information is all on the website. I think it is for all of our email addresses and whatnot. Please feel free to email any of us, and we will plan to do this the first week of August as our next meeting.
But as a next step, are you still willing to pursue this bulk purchase thing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly people can go out and buy these on their own.
Yeah, you can go do it on your own, absolutely.
But if anybody here is interested in trying to get into this, you know, buying it through a discount through the organization, and you were saying, what, 10, 15% maybe?
That's what she told me, 10 to 15% discount.
If we can get it. Talk to Kayla. If you know people who are not here who are interested in trying to get in on this bulk buy, refer them to Kayla. And why don't we set a deadline, say a week, on getting that to you so that you have some numbers that you can start throwing at them to see if you can actually get a something, some sort of commitment from them?
Yeah, so let's say, let me know by June 7th. That's next Friday.
June 7th, okay.
Let me know if you're interested in some type of bulk purchase, and that way I can call them
and
get the exact numbers.
Even if for some reason you decide this year is not your year, the material will not change a whole lot for the next year, and they are an excellent reference.
Yeah.
They are an excellent reference.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I obviously still keep mine in my office and refer to them here and there. So.
Okay, so talk to your friends, talk to your coworkers. If they're interested in buying through the organization, they don't have to. We don't get anything out of it.
Mm-mm.
We're not getting a cut or anything, so it doesn't matter. Kayla by the 7th. And we'll start working on trying to line up something either August 1st or that first week in August. If we need a half day, we may need to do it on a Saturday or something like that. And I'll take the stuff out about Danny's thing, and we'll push that back for the fall, to the fall meeting. Anything else that anyone had any questions about with respect to the certification? If you did get a ticket as you came into park, make sure to let us validate that for you so that you can get out. I just need to sign something on it. But other than that, thank you for coming, and you know, you certainly can stick around, talk, have some more refreshment. We got cookies.
It's a very nice display.
Thank you.